This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel continues to pound targets in southern Gaza and ordering more neighborhoods designated for attack to evacuate as the United States urges it to protect more civilians.
At a briefing in Tel Aviv, Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner briefed reporters Saturday on activities of the Israeli Defense Forces.
The activities are taking place mostly in the northern Gaza Strip, but also conducting precision strikes against specific targets of Hamas in the south. The mobilizations include over 400 targets that we've struck, engaged. Those targets include tunnel access points. They include command and control positions. They include the ability of Hamas to operate freely in the north as they did over the last week.
Lerner said the military conducted its operations simultaneously with ongoing humanitarian efforts. He said throughout the day Saturday, several trucks with humanitarian aid were allowed into Gaza through the Rafah-Egypt crossing after clearing Israeli security. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Meanwhile, spokesman for the United Nations says that the world body regretted the resumption of hostilities in Gaza and Israel.
Speaking to reporters in New York on Friday, Stefan Dujarric said the UN
urges all concerned parties to swiftly find a way to resume the pause in the fighting and facilitate the release of more hostages.
Dujarric added,
we appeal to the parties not to resort to further military action that can only make the already catastrophic humanitarian situation in Gaza worse and to spare civilians from more suffering.
At least 200 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting resumed, following the week-long truce with the territory's ruling militant group Hamas, according to the health ministry in Gaza. Militants in Gaza resumed firing rockets into Israel, and fighting broke out between Israel and Hezbollah militants operating along its northern border with Lebanon. I'm Karen Chamas.